Знаешь, за кольдах. Лика, кольдах. Ницор, бен Кос, бен Леви, Досен, Варим, бен Элиок. Йоин, бен Пелес, бен Эйрувей. Korach took. What did he take? Chazal tell us he took the Rosh Sanhedrin. He took all the heads of the Sanhedrin with him, and he was Moreira on the Kahuna of Moshe Rabbeinu. He started off with Moshe Rabbeinu with the Rosh Sanhedrin. The Chapela Atzum of Yisrael. These great people. The head of the Sanhedrin, and all of these people were finally obliterated from the earth, swallowed up, devoured, came under the earth together with Korach. And the strangest of things is that it's not like they didn't have a warning towards it. The pasuk says Mefurish later on that Moshe Rabbeinu told them there's only one that's going to get out of here. There's only one that's going to be the Kohen Gadol. The rest are going to be Nevad. Everybody's going to be destroyed. So how is it that these Rosh Sanhedrin, they decided to join Korach? Korach Hazal, Rashi says, he saw a vision, he saw he was bigger than Moshe and Aaron, that made him feel that he needed. But how about everybody else? Or at least a shver. Or this beer gozel over the parish of Korach Hadassah is why was that the punishment? Why was that the punishment that fit the crime? That Korach got killed in a way that wasn't, we never found all of Tanakh such a way. They got swallowed up by the earth. Never found anybody killed in that way in the whole Tanakh. People were burnt by fire, they were consumed by water. But where do we ever find this thing that they were consumed and being swallowed up by the earth? Why is that the punishment to Korach Hadassah, Korach and his members? Second kasha. Third kasha in the parasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu later on tells Korach, tells Aaron HaKohen after the whole Maaseh they got swallowed up. So he tells Aaron HaKohen to take his staff and put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and all the other staffs, all the other sticks, and whosoever stick is going to come out. Vayotze perl, vayotze tzitz, vayigmo shkedim. All of a sudden on the stick is going to grow shkedim, amins. Who's ever going to be that one? So that's the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose. It's clear that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose Aaron, because that's what Korach's fight was about. Why are you choosing Aaron? Why this? Why that? So Kodesh Baruch Hu, I mean, he was upset about something else, but at the end of the day, he goes upset, Moshe take all the COVID. So Moshe says, not me, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded that Aaron should be the Kohen, and everything I'm doing is Emes. So he said, put the sticks inside, we'll see whose stick comes out. Whatever stick goes out is Parach, comes out of it, nuts grow on it, his arms are growing on it, that's going to be the one Hashem chose to be. So it's clear that who's supposed to be Kohen Gadol, and all of a sudden, as the story goes, Aaron, a Kohen stick, all of a sudden all the stuff came out, started growing to him. So the question is, Rabbi Yisai, the question is, why did Aharon HaKohen do this avodah beforehand? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Aharon and Moshe to do this right away? We need a proof. Kohen is coming here, and he wants a proof. So let Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe to tell Aharon to put a stick inside and show with a clear nase that on the stick, which is an inanimate object, is going to grow from it nuts, almonds. So be clear to the world that Aaron's the one who's chosen. There won't be any machloikas. Won't have to be this whole fight. Nothing. We won't have to go through this whole business. It will be totally clear. Hashem will give the light. Will give the clarity. Will clarify to the world that Aaron's the chosen one, that everything that Moshe does is MS, and we don't need a whole ma'isa of being swallowed up with this. Why wasn't this done earlier? The fourth kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. When he asked them to make peace, and Moshe Rabbeinu says an interesting lashon on it. Yichal Moshe Ma'oid, Yoymel Hashem, Al Teifin, Al Chonchotzom. Hashem, don't listen to that tefilos in this machloikas. Chomer Echol Meim Nasosiv, Lo Yerosi Yatacha Meim. I never took a donkey for myself. I never hurt anybody. What's the inyan? So Rashi says over here, what do you mean you never took a donkey for yourself? Even when he went from Midian to Mitzrayim, even when he traveled back to Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's coming to rescue Klal Yisrael, I took my family, I traveled on donkeys, and the chayra I should have taken from Klal Yisrael, because I was going to do, I was a shliach, a messenger for Klal Yisrael. Lo natati elam shali, I took only my own, I didn't take anything from Tzibur, I took from him. So therefore, this was his kind of Moshe Rabbeinu, neged koyach v'adasa. What do they want from me? Why is that the taina? That he didn't take a donkey, he didn't use a donkey. So Pashim Shah, you could say that that taina that I'm sure I could take for myself, I didn't take for myself. But the chur is something much deeper over here. We want to imagine the Yisoy Rabbi Yisai. It's very, very Yisoy stick. The Indian with Koyach Vadoso, it's a scary thing of us. Very scary. It's a very, very scary Indian of us. That we are Nichshol in today, in this generation. Many people are Nichshol. And we don't realize the danger of it, of us. Whereas we realize the danger of it, I think we'd be much more careful. And we try to avoid it as best as possible. We try to work on ourselves. We try to build ourselves up. And this is the inner side of a thing called leitzanus. Joking around, making fun of things. Most of our day, there are things going on. There are messages being sent. There's truth being unraveled. There's clarity being revealed in the world. And there's a koyach that destroys it. There's a koyach that kills it. There's a koyach that inside, that many people are mishtamish with, and inside many people, that's a murderer. That's a destroyer. That's a killer. That's something that's so dangerous to a person. And the problem is he doesn't realize how dangerous it is. The koyach of leitzanus, the power of a joke, the power of making fun of something, this, the weapon of the ridiculer, to ridicule, to put down. And to make leicht, make kal, to make something very, very light and something not important, something that's very important. Koyas, koyach, to be Moshe, to Rashi Sanhedris, says Rashi, it was a koyach of Leitzanis, that all night he was busy making fun, putting down, taking away the chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even when he came before Moshe Rabbeinu and he started asking him questions, it wasn't to know the truth. It was to make fun, poke fun, and lessen the chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu in the eyes of Klai Yisrael. He said, Tara shekula tcheles, a beggar that's full of blue, of tcheles. Does it need sitters? Shmuel says, yes. Ah, what are you talking about? One string. You have one string. The tcheles is a part of the whole beged. So, if the whole beged is made out of blue, you don't need sitters, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not making a mistake. His whole vote was to try to find, catch Moshe Rabbeinu. This koach of Leitzanus is what drew the Rosh Hashanah Sanhedrin into the Machloikas. When it made no sense of Chazal. Because Leitzanus has that koyach. To pervert the truth, to cover it up, to smother it. And when a person can be growing, when a person can be steiging, when a person can be moving forward, again that stupid joke that one wise guy makes. And his tama, he has an need to make that joke because he has an agenda. He has a reason for it. He has a title, he has whatever it is. He makes that joke. So many people were inspired by a shmooze. So many people were inspired by a word of somebody else, whoever came in and gave him a word of chizuk, and he was inspired. And one guy said, "Hey, what are you listening to that guy anyway? What does he know?" You see his beard, how it looked in the schmooze? Did you see his beard? Did you see how he made that thing? Did you see it? But that's all they'll focus on. The schmooze was powerful. The vart was chizuk. The words were MS. But one stupid wise guy in the back, he could be in the front also, he makes a wise crack after the schmooze, whatever it is. And he has an agenda. Because he wants to go someplace, and the shmooze gave chizik not to go somewhere. Or the shmooze gave chizik not to be malah, to get up for shabbos, because whatever, the guy makes a joke, because he doesn't want to get up for shabbos. He ruined it for everybody. And he caused all the effect. As Chazal say, one word of Leitzanus can destroy 100 techachas. That means he had 100 different dechokas, 100 different powerful words that were said. And one wisecrack, everything was destroyed. It's so amazing how far it could go, Rabbi Sadi Zibasish, and they won't push the people. We're seeing this, they're very, very nice. They won't push the people, they were heads of Sanhedrin. They were Cheshuvim Shabbam. And they lost their lives. Because they were involved in this Leitzanus of Koyach, says Rashi. And that says, oh, y'all, chat. That's not Shaykh that he couldn't put out the matzah iron at that moment. Because even if they would have put out the matzah iron, and it would have grown mamashkeid, and they would have served nace in front of them, it still would have the effect. Because when a person in a matzah of late son is, as the Shilshan says, it's like a sword that's smeared on it, oil, different types of oils. Every arrow that comes in it just slips right off. No matter how much amish, you'll show the person, you'll show him a nace. You'll take a stick and you'll come out, and the stick will come out amish. How is it possible? Still won't have any effect. Because Leitzonis knocks off, slowly knocks off all the truths in the world. Leitzonis is there to destroy the truth. Leitz, I always say, if you turn around the words, it's sail. Sail is a shadow of Leitzonis. Leitzonis' shadow is the truth. It's not the truth. Falsified, it's just a shadow. Shadow, what is a shadow? It's not the real thing. It's a facade. That's what Leitzon Leitz is. What is a Leitz is a tale. It's only a shadow of the truth. It's not the real thing. And Leitzonish destroys that you can't even see. You'll show that a miracle. You'll show him the Emesh. In front of him, all he has to say is, nah, that's stupid. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He has nothing to back it up. He's not saying any Emesh. He makes a joke about it. So everybody's going to start cracking up and they won't believe the truth. But he didn't say anything. What did he say? He made a stupid joke. Is he saying the truth? This guy presented the whole argument about the truth of Torah, the truth of how a person should act, how what he should do with his life, how important it is to go further. This guy made a stupid ass, not important. Did he present any authority to his argument? No, it's a shadow. But what came out of it? Most of the people probably heard the late. He made a joke. He weakened the truth. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not. As the Oryol says, like son is trying to come from the Korach HaBahami. Not from the Korach HaSeicha. He burped up the joke. That's all. It came from the Fkuf. It comes from the Korach HaBahami. The Korach HaSeicha. You go Seicha against Seicha. You Korach knew Seicha against Seicha. He wasn't going to win out on Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm never going to win out Moshe Rabbeinu Seichel Mul Seichel Moshe Rabbeinu, the Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu. How am I going to draw the people to me? There's only one way. Should I make a whole joke about it? Then I'll go with the Korach HaBahami. That could draw people. Seichel Mul Seichel is never going to work. What's the Yisoid of Leitzon? The Yisoid is that Leitzon devalues everything. It takes something that's of worth and it devalues it. For everything in life has worth. There's not one mice in life that we do that has worth, that doesn't have worth. The problem with Leitzonis is it demoralizes a person. It takes away the real power of a mice. And when it does that, so nothing in life has value. And then you can do anything. But if everything has value, if everything is important, if everything in life has a purpose, so life is serious. And there's a worth living. And worth doing the right thing because there's a purpose in everything. So Leitzonis takes away that purpose. Leitzonis makes it that nothing has value. Even the most chashuv ma'isa, but certainly look at the smallest things. And Be'etzem, I believe that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling, answering back. Loi chamor achor me'em lakachti. I didn't take one chamor. I didn't take anything. What did I use? I didn't use anything from Klal Yisrael. So go desla. When Moshe went to Midian to Gilgal Yisrael, he should have taken. He took from himself. In fact, of Desla, Many people in this generation, when they're working for the tzibur, they use stuff for the tzibur. What does the Moshe Rabbeinu want to take? It's up there, by Moshe. It's a Moshe Milsu Zufrasi. But he has to go to the cloud. וכן לא נסער וזה הסיפור של עשי אסמייס מיוחד ויקול לשם שמיים משה רבינו didn't think anything was special. He didn't think everything was חושב על משה רבינו. Everything was so important by Moshe Rabbeinu. He was kulo l'shem shamayim. Everything was so choshev. Everything was so special. And even taking a machamor echot, it had chashivas to Moshe Rabbeinu. It had erech. He was cool as Shem Shemayim and Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, everything had a purpose. We could say, this is a little bit different of that, the title of Pizah. Pizah, you saw it, that everything has Erech. There's somebody who's MS, the smallest little Zach. You would think, you know, just taking from so what's like fire the Chamor? I used the Chamor for the Tzibur. I took a cup. So what? By Moshe Rabbeinu, everything has value. Everything has purpose. Moshe Rabbeinu is Midas Emes. Midas Emes, everything in the world has purpose. Yaakov Avinu goes back for the Pachim Tanim. Everybody knows the story. He goes back for the Pachim Tanim. The small little vessels, he goes back. Why? Leave them, Yaakov Avinu. What's their worth already? The computer is Midas Emes. He said Emes to Yaakov. Emes says everything has worth in this world. Everything has value. Everything's chashuv. The small little object. Nah, so what? You use from the tzibur. Shabbeinu says no. Even chamor echad has value. I'm not going to take something from the tzibur. Even chamor echad. It's my advice. My connection. That's the word. And Yaakov Avinu doesn't want to leave those small little vessels, those small little things. He doesn't want to leave them because everything is important. And the Koel of Leit Tzonis, nothing has value. Nothing is important. Everything I can make a laughing stock of it. You throw in the waste paper basket because it's just waste. I don't see the purpose. I don't see the value. It has no value to me. Let's make fun of it. Let's put it down. Let's get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? Just make a quick wisecrack. We'll close the way we get rid of it. That's the koyach of Leitzonis. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu came back at this moment and showed the opposite. The mid of Moshe Rabbeinu. When he told, he said to the Baruch Hashem, listen to my tefillah. There midas hasheha halitzonis hashekesh loyma. I'm midas haemes, where everything has value. And this, I believe, of course, that this year hit me gevaldik. Why is he swallowed up by the earth? It's unbelievable, Rabbi Sai. Unbelievable pshat. You know why he got swallowed up by the earth? Because the world was created. Everything in the world, Rabbi Zahn. There are different levels of existence, Rabbi Zahn. We have the doime, the inanimate object, but also has a purpose. Shtender is inanimate. Doesn't talk back to you, Rabbi Zahn. Never has your shtender talk back to you. You might hit it sometimes if you stub your toe on it. But it didn't really do anything because it, you know, get that, deserve that hit. It didn't do anything. It's inanimate. Can't really do anything. Can't really say anything to you. But it has a purpose. You have the plant life on top of that. It also has purpose. It's food. It's sustenance for the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom has purpose. You eat chicken, wings, burgers. They enter into the body. They give us certain nutrients. And of course, the higher level of being, the human being, has purpose. Came to the world to serve Hashem. The lowest of the beings is the earth. It has purpose. Koyach! You're devaluating the world. You don't belong even on top of the earth. Go below the surface of the earth. Because something that has value! The world has value! Earth has value! From earth, the human was created. Adam came out from the Adama. But you devaluated the world. Nothing has purpose. Nothing's important, and then I can get what I want. If nothing's important, so Moshe Rabbeinu's not important. You're devaluing the purpose of the world. You have to go underneath the world, below the world, swallowed up by the world that in your eyes has no purpose. So you believe in purpose, you believe in jobs, you believe in tafkid, and everybody has their job. If you don't believe that, you're trying to machloikas, I want his job. So you're saying that the world has no purpose. That's what he said. For if it has purpose, everybody has a purpose in that purpose. And it's not for you to decide, it's for the Eibush to decide who created it. So that's why he was swallowed up. For devaluating the world, demoralizing the world, will show you that everything, even the earth, has purpose, has value. Don't make fun of it. Don't demoralize. And the etzel of Isaac, that koyach, is the koyach of Amalek. Simcha and zecher Amalek, tachas hashemayim, voisishka, wipe them off the face of the earth. What is Amalek of Isaac? Amalek stands for Leitzonis. Klal Yisrael were going out, Yod Rum. It was clear 100% to the entire world, without any suffix, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and is running the world. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam creating the world and running the world. You can't get around it. It's clear. He just did miracles upon miracles upon miracles. He took this nation out of a nation that no nation ever slaves ever went out of another nation. B'yod chazaka uvizroya netuya uvamayu gadol. He did 10 makos that the whole world saw and realized that wasn't enough. He went and he split the yam. He split the yam into 12 parts. The world was standing in awe. They were standing in amazement. They looked on with amazement. It was clear. Klaiso Yotzin Yadon. There was no suffix to the world what the truth was at that moment. And then came one stupid wise guy named Amalek and made a wise crack. They jumped. No one's jumping into that hot bed. Too hot! Everybody stays away! One fool, Geronimo! He holds his nose, jumps in, he gets scorched, burned to a crisp! He didn't have to go sunbathing on Shabbos, he's burnt! But he cooled it off, the whole world. that one wise guy called Amalek destroyed this MS in the world with a stupid joke. You attack by yourself, you will die. The weak ones, they murdered you out, you got destroyed at the end, but everybody's gonna see they're not invincible now. Maybe there's not Chas V'Shalom burning from. Who will they attack? The weak ones will spit out because of their chet, but no one's gonna see that. They'll see right away the wise guy with the joke in the back. And he cooled it off for all the world. That we could have come at that moment, maybe to the realization the whole world was at Hashem Echad, Mashiach came on Amalek. Therefore, Amalek stands for Sheker. Like Zonis, Hashem says they can't be on the earth. They devalued the purpose of the earth. They got to get wiped them out. Destroy them. Not only then, their name should be mentioned. Even their behemoths, anything that's associated with them. Because that's the Korach of Amalek, the Zonis. Of jokes, of not being serious. There's nothing wrong with taking it easy. There's nothing wrong relaxing. There's nothing wrong with making the shmaka barbecue with frisbee. With frisbee. But there's something terribly wrong with us now, with making fun of and putting down something that has value. Something that has value. Because if you believe in value, if you understand the truth that it really does have value, which is the 100% truth, so then you'll do something about it. You'll accomplish, you'll move forward, you'll set your goal, you'll have she'ifas, you'll have desire to reach a goal in life, to reach that truth. But if I try to demoralize, devaluize the truth, so then I have no motivation. I have nothing to get me going. If we realize the truth, at any moment we'd be different people. We'd run toward the truth. But the Yetzirah in us, maybe sometimes the roommate near us, and some guy, the guy across the table by the supper, makes a stupid joke, and he devaluizes it, and he puts it down. And he makes fun of it. And then all our goals, all our motivation, all the thing that we truly value gets destroyed. And with that, the ruts of the grow. It would have to be obliterated from the earth that our sons was. Shmack of time. Enjoy ourselves. Laugh. Having a shmack of a late sonus. Joking. Making fun of, putting down something that has value. The Gemara says, you're allowed to make late sons. You know what? But the Gemara, the end third peg of Avodah Zarah, of Megillah, of Avodah Zarah, make fun of! It's an Emerson non-truth! But something that has truth, never demoralize. Never make fun of it. That's the goal of Amalek. Amalek destroyed the truth in the world. The Koyach of Etzonis. That was the Koyach of Koyach of Etzonis. Koyach v'adosoi. The Koyach of devaluating. And that's why one of the Mechadish today, he was swallowed up by the most simple thing that has value, the earth. And this is a word that the lesson for us of Etzonis. I once said a thought, Rabbi Sain, I believe it's true. It's more of a drash. But today, we can't make kind of the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek, the Talas HaShemoy. It's not Shaykh. Pashtuf, you know, some Seif says, Mekayim it. We don't know who Amalek is. You know, Chaim Briska holds that anything that, any Koach in the world that goes against the truths of the world, anything that goes against Torah Hashem, that could be also a shout out to Amalek. But the Maisa, I believe we have a Koach Amalek that we can get destroyed of us. Every one of us can destroy. And that Koach Amalek is not in some land far away. It's not even not even something that's external to us. It's something that deep inside of every one of us, there's a koyach of the Malek. The koyach that we believe deep down, but we don't believe that we can make it. The koyach of low self-esteem. The koyach that a person doesn't believe in himself. He puts himself down. He doesn't believe in the koyachos. He doesn't know how far he can go. He doesn't believe in himself. That's the koyach of a malik. Because no, especially a yid, doesn't realize the potential, the koyachos that he has. The unbelievable koyachos of Isaac. And what's the raya? The raya is simple. You see, by so many of us, that once they decide to make the turnaround, once they decide to change, they soar. They become under a mention. They become gedolei olam. They become chashuvim. We mentioned in the Shavuos on Shavuos night, people who we couldn't believe. They changed. They became unbelievable. Talmidei Chachamim, and they were holding on to such a low madrega. Go around and see it, Rabbi, before your eyes. And many yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael and all over, people who became under a mention. Panim Chadosh Bo'olakad. The pshat is that it was a that the pshat is that it was a miracle. Nay, no miracle. This came miracle. Any single one of you to do it. It just takes the motivation, the foresight, and to believe in yourselves. That's all it takes. The karma that we make fun of ourselves. And it might not be with a real joke, but deep inside, that little poor baby, that little voice that tells us, what are you going to be already? How far can you grow already? What kind of Talmid Chacham could you be already? Can you be a Talmid Chacham? You don't know how to learn so well. It's all hogwash, Rabbi. Anybody who truly wants, really wants, to the depth of his soul, can become a great person, a Talmid Chacham. I'm not saying necessarily you're going to be, how you're going to go around. Have yeshiva, maybe you will, you also have yeshivas. But a Talmud Chacham, a person that knows Torah, you all can do it, Rabbi. Not one person should believe deep inside that he can't become a major Talmud Chacham. The Emes in the first Taisis. Taisis says, Kol HaHoylech LeYeshiva Nasa Adam Gadol. Taisis says, it's not Noilad. That a chiddush, a person that goes to yeshiva, he puts himself into yeshiva. Ma'av yeshiva, ma'av chokhma. Hov alo isagye, nida daf ayin. A person ma'yasa, odu v'yecham, yadu v'yeshiva. Avali needs also tefillah, says the Gemara. But a person, there's no stopping. The ratzon, that a person wants to shtayit and come. You know who stops it many times at Baisai? The person himself. The person himself. And he's a murderer. He's a murderer at Baisai. Who did he murder? Most innocent guy. Very, very, very. Imam is a shy, idle guy. He's a murderer. He destroyed that great person. Yankel Levinstein, whoever his name is. He could have been, now they call him just Jack. But he could have been the Yankel Levinstein. If he more believed in himself. If every time that he started to move forward, and he fell back a little bit, he didn't say, I can't make it. I can't be a great person. I can't be the Talmud Chacham. But he said, I'm struggling. I'm going to push on. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm not going to be the Amalek. That destroys.
because Amalek is the sheker. So shov shepar ba'olam. Pasuk Midas say Esav. So shov shepar ba'olam. Within a yankif, the Midas say MS. Everything has value. Everything has purpose. Everybody has purpose. Everybody can be great. That's the story of my son. Don't let the late sonnes, your own late sonnes, take you over. Realize your potential. Realize who you can become. Realize that there's not one person here that can't become great in Torah, but say, great! No matter what you want to do with your life, you can become great in Torah! And if Victor Miller took Balabatin, and he learned with them slowly, went through it, and at a good pace, they were both Bekir B'Shas! But now in Yeshiva days, if you use it out, if you use out the koichas that you have, use out the availability that you have, talmidei chachamim, chashuvim around you, to get attached to them, and to grow from them, and to move forward, and to believe! With an emissary of belief! Without any voices telling you no, that I can grow and I can become galactic. It might be obstacles, there might be difficulties. They're always going to be. The Yitzhak doesn't make it go so easy. But if we fight on and we believe in ourselves, we'll be able to become emes and dirty oil on us. The emes. We put in our book just in a gift to Zatzal. Everybody knows the famous story of Yitzhak, but it's so capsulized. This is your story. The gift of a youngster and he had around him. He made a frame of the Gdoli Oilo. And in the middle, he left an empty space. When his friends came around, the gifter was an American boy, Rabbi say. Pawtucket, wherever he grew up, in Baltimore, he grew up. Baltimore, as they say. And he went to public school. With Scheinberg, Shlito. Till 11 was in public school, Rabbi say. Not even yeshiva. He always says, that's the fact the Italian who threw him down the steps, that this way his father took him out of the public school and put him in yeshiva, who knows how much schar that Italian has. He was in public school, he used to say over, I remember the papers I used to sell, I'm ending soon, the papers I used to sell at Delancey Street, he says. I used to sell papers, New York, whatever it was, Times. I remember the day he used to sell papers on Delancey Street. East Side. Came out of them, God be so, boy says, so Gifta told his friends. And they laughed at it. So Rav Gifta, that space is reserved for me. That space is reserved for me. Look at Deli Oilam, Shimon Shkop, Barber. That space is reserved for me. And he became God and God. Everybody can become great, Rabbi Yisrael. In their own way, in their own avoida, Tamidei Chachamim, Marbitzei Torah, people have admired the Kashpah in their communities in an unbelievable way, as Adam Gadol and Ask and Otsum. Don't let Amalek kill it for us, Rabbi Yisrael. That Amalek that's inside each and every one of us. That's the koyach of Koyach. That's the koyach that's buried under the Adama that represents purpose, value. Even the Adama has value. Koyach is swallowed up by that Adama because he wants to devalue. Leitzonis. We should be zoyach of Yehizah Hashem's Baruch. To understand how chashuv we really are. Amazing every person is, Rabbi Yisrael. And Chayal, we end with Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's word, Parashat Shmos. I say it over a few times, but so powerful. Rabbi Yaakov said it, it's not just a word, you have to realize. Rabbi Yaakov says over the Shulchan Aruch, in Samach Aleph, Yeridea, it's brought that no Jewish baby should nurse the milk of a goyish woman, and the goy brings the makar. Where is the makar, Rabbi Yisrael? The Makar is the famous story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a baby, and they tried to bring around to all the Goyish nursemaids, and he didn't want a nurse. So Miriam was waiting to have a nursemaid to come in. He brought his mother, and she nursed him. So Melo zokt the going, that's the Makar of this Chazal, Medrash, that no Jewish baby should nurse from a Goyish woman. If Chas V'Shalom, the mother can't feed the baby, you're not allowed to give it to a Goyish woman, because the Maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu. Effect of Yankim Kamenetsky, Pella Otzum. Rashi Afanot says the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not nurse from the mouth of an Egyptian woman was Peh She'osid Ledaber Im Hashchino Einoi Roy to drink Goyish milk. Oh, that's a heter, Cholav Akum, maybe it's even, who knows where it comes from. There's some kosher sign on it. You know, don't worry, Rebbe. I don't want to drink kosher milk. It has a big K in the front. Too bad that K spells craft. But it's a K. Maybe it means kosher, maybe not. Suffolk? I don't know. Suffolk what? But Lamaisa, we eat it. It has a K on it. No drinking the Goyish milk was the peh, the mouth. It was also the diver in Mashchina. Ain't a roy to take Goyish milk into the mouth. Frek of Yanka, very nice. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu can't drink the milk. But why can't Yanko Pfeffenheimer drink the milk? A little baby born in Kansas City. Jewish baby. Yanko Pfeffenheimer. They don't call him Yanko. He's not allowed to. No, Yanko. Come on, Rabbi. It says Pesha. So Yanko Weiss. Every Jewish baby, every Jewish male has the potential. That's the potential that we all have. Osir the Dabre Imashchina. If Yaakov's Vara, boy, son, we should be zoichet to realize. Don't let Amalek kill it for us. Don't let Amalek ruin it for us. Don't let that voice tell me I can't make it. Because if you try, if you push, if you really want, we've seen it here all the time and time again. Those who really want. But do you really want? Not I'll try, Rebbe. That means Vaday no, I'll try. Try to get up to Shachris. If I'm not strapped in. Terrible disease called strap. But I'll try. Do you want to get up or you don't want to get up? Well, I would want to if I really wanted to. I'll try. Try means I don't want. I really want. I want to accomplish. I want to grow. I want to become a chodim chasher b'yisrael b'yisrael. There's nothing to stop a person. The pen shows of not much. It's only the amolek, the disbelief that we have inside of us. We're able, Be'ez Hashem, to eradicate that disbelief. The amolek in it. We're moicha, the amolek! And we're zirchot in the tabik in Hashchina. That should be the start of Isaiah. We remove the amolek that's in each and every one of us. And we'll bring more Shechina down. We'll create an environment of emes in the world. We'll create an environment of malchus shemayim in the world of Isaiah. Days Hashem will be the ascholah for the emes of malchus shemayim. The vias Hashem zikainu.